1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Because I know my son very well, and I don't think he did.
All right. We have Bobby Dooley on the line with the Western Estates Homeowners Association. But your son wore this wig to school.
My son, Phil, so I can just give you the bigger picture. Seth wanted to be part. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I don't know if you can hear this, Phil. We're over at the tennis stadium. Steve's in a mixed doubles tonight. But my son wanted to be part of the school's Martin Luther King celebration.
Okay.
And we have a very small student body at Western Estates at our high school. We have about 600 students, but we do have around 50 or 60 blacks. And so they wanted to have the Martin King Day. And
were they celebrating it today because Martin Luther King's birthday is Monday?
Because Monday's a holiday, yes.
Okay.
Because the white students, and Seth explained to me, he said, Mom, Martin Luther King Day are the black day, are the black students, and the white students feel a little bit left out. And he said, Mom, I wanted to show solidarity with the blacks on Martin King Day, meaning today.
All right, right. But he went to school wearing an Afro wig of some kind.
No. He went to school wearing a hair wig that is similar to an African-style hair.
Like it's an Afro wig.
Yes, it's an Afro wig.
Because you're saying he wanted to show solidarity, because to me that sounds offensive.
Phil, I know my son, and when he tells me that he wanted to show his respect for Dr. King, I know he's telling me the truth. Let me tell you a little bit about my son, Seth.
Because he had a run-in with your assistant principal, and he had a...
Well, I'll get to her in a minute, but I want to tell you something that every woman listening who has children can identify with. My son, I almost died giving birth to Seth. We bonded very early on. And I know him. And he is a good, decent boy. And if he says that he went to school wearing this hairdo because he wanted to show his solidarity with the blacks, and then I think the school's way out of line with their suspension. And I also am sorry, but I have to ask for that vice principal's resignation. And we tried to explain it to Mrs. Baker, who is black, by the way, that Seth was showing respect for Dr. King.
And but it sounds to me like he's wearing a joke wig, all right?
No, he's a good boy, and what you're hearing, when he tells me he's not trying to offend anyone, I believe him. And
tell him about the other thing, too.
Is that your husband?
Yeah, that's Steve.
How you doing, Steve?
I'm good, Phil. Tell me about the other
thing. We want to be involved in Martin King Day as well. We want to be able to monitor what they're doing.
What do you mean, monitor?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean, we?
I mean, white people want to be involved in Martin King Day. So we can monitor. As white people, we're interested in what our blacks are doing. And we want to be sure that what they are involved in is legitimate.
And on the up and up.
Martin Luther King Day, if I could interrupt Ms. Dooley, is a day celebrating the birth of a man who, like Jefferson, like Gandhi, like Churchill...
No, I understand.
No, wait, but is a giant. He was a man of courage and vision. He was a flawed man, but he had a vision. He helped establish a precedent for respecting civil rights that everybody can celebrate.
Yeah, but the blacks won't let you.
What do you mean?
Well, it's a celebration like Kwanzaa or some of these other things. And Seth wanted to be part of the Martin King Day, and he put on the Afro wig to show his respect, and also to black people. And you know, the other thing, Phil, he said to me, Mom, I wanted people to finally be able to laugh 38 years after that tragedy, or 36 years after the tragedy.
And you want people to be able to laugh 36 years after the assassination?
Yes. He said, Mom, it's been 36 years, and it's time that we be able to laugh it off. And so
this was the assassination of Dr. King. It happened in Memphis. He was shot down standing outside of his motel room. He had been in Memphis to support a strike of sanitation workers. He was murdered.
Yes, he was, Phil, absolutely. But Seth said to me, Mom, isn't it time we laugh it off?
And so your son's out there in an Afro wig, and he was scratching his armpits like a chimpanzee. What's that?
my son is not a racist, and I am getting very, very tired of dealing with this Mrs. Baker at the school and these people who have made these comments. He said to me, Mom, I was trying to have some fun.
My wife is upset, Mr. Henry.
Look, Ms. Dooley, I'm sorry.
But you have to understand what this has done to our family.
Why was your son, if I could just ask you...
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Why is he wearing a fright wig and scratching his armpits like a chimpanzee?
Why do you say like a chimpanzee?
Because he was doing it backwards. Isn't that what you told me? You said the school said that he was out there as the kids came by scratching his armpits.
Yes, because he was having some fun. He did have a legitimate itch in his armpit area, but he was having a little bit of fun with his friends because one of his friends had pulled a banana out of his lunch sack, and it had nothing to do with blacks. And
so he was mocking his friend for bringing a banana to school?
Yes. He said, Mom, John had brought a banana to school, and I saw the banana, and I started going like a monkey.
All of this in full view of the black students, though. Now, he's wearing a black Afro wig, and you're telling me that's in solidarity with the black students.
Yeah, and he wouldn't do that if the blacks would let the white kids be involved in Martin King Day and be able to see what they're doing and report it back to us.
Well, see, this is what I'm saying. You're talking about Martin Luther King Day as if it's some gathering of union conspirators that has to be monitored by the federal government.
No. Absolutely not, Phil. What I'm saying is...
I got to give my phone number because we've been talking a long time. Bobby Dooley from the Western States Parent Teacher Organization. Her husband Steve's joined us. We're talking about the Martin Luther King celebration at their school today, where her son was suspended for wearing a... what do you call it if you don't call it an Afro wig?
It was
a fright wig.
It was a fright wig.
A fright wig? And the assistant principal, Mrs. Baker, said he was scratching his armpits like a chimpanzee.
Because of the banana that John Conley had brought to school, a young man who hasn't been a good influence on him. Let me tell you something about...
All right, hold on. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Henry, if I got to interrupt.
Go ahead.
There was a wig similar to African-style hair. It's all still frightened out.
Okay, all right. 1-800-449-8686. All right, Ms. Dooley.
Phil, you need to understand something as a mother. I am a mother. You're not. My son doesn't lie. My son's a good boy. He has been very helpful to me. He has.
Was he not arrested last year for spray painting on a synagogue in the neighborhood?
That was the Conley boy. He's been a very bad influence on him. This has nothing to do with my son being a bigot. And I really resent you bringing that up. That was taken care of a long time ago.
Well, you came on my program and talked about Seth having been involved in spray painting graffiti on a synagogue. And
well, we dealt. That was the Conley boy, who is a bad influence on.
Well, he's still hanging around with him.
Yes, he is, because they carpooled to school, and that's all. And they were there at the celebration, and the Conley boy pulled a banana out. My point is simply this: my son is a good boy. He's not racist. He simply wanted to wear an African-style wig to show the black people that he, they say he's down with it or whatever you want to say. And he scratched his armpits backward, making like a monkey, to give everybody a laugh. But he's not a racist. And we are going to ask for this woman's resignation. She's a racist. For expelling him for being white.
No, she's not. You know she's not expelling him for being white. She expelled him for an act of utter disrespect that she says...
Well, I'm telling you what he told me, and he didn't mean to disrespect anyone. My son doesn't lie.
What about this Conley boy who you say is a bad influence?
I'm sorry?
What about the Conley boy? Maybe his mother thinks he doesn't...
He is a liar. That boy is a sociopath.
Well, I'm sure his mother respects him.
Phil... His mother may respect him because she's deluded. My son is a good boy. And he does not...
See, you sound like a lot of women who stand in front of the judge as they're getting ready to sentence some guy to the gas chamber and saying he was a good... But like this Scott Peterson, his mother said the same thing.
She's deluded. She is a sick woman. She has a...
She got an oxygen tank on. I didn't think it was getting any oxygen to her head.
Steve made a very good point. Mrs. Peterson's not even getting oxygen to her brain. That woman is demented. I am not demented. I love my...
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. It's an emotional thing. Her son got expelled from Western Estates. The young man's name is Seth Dooley for wearing a fright wig, some kind of an Afro wig, to a Martin Luther King. He's a white kid. She claims he was scratching his armpits backwards, not to mock black people, but because his friend had brought a banana to school in his lunch. And she wants an apology from the school, and she wants her son reinstated, and she wants the, quote, black assistant principal, end quote, fired. 1-800-449-8686. Is it true that white kids can't celebrate Martin Luther King Day, so they have to put on African wigs and pretend like they're black? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
How do you know Rosie O'Donnell hasn't eaten her children? Have you seen them lately?
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby and Steve Dooley with us here from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Ms. Dooley, your son, we're talking about your son, Seth. Today, the kids over at Western Estates High had a Martin Luther King celebration, right? Black and white students?
Well, my understanding was that the black students were the ones that seemed to be running things. And that raised a red flag for me.
Wouldn't it be natural for the black kids to take a little bit more of a leadership role in organizing these celebrations? Were there white kids involved?
My son Seth said that the black kids are always talking about Martin Luther King like he belongs to them. And so...
All right, let me move on to another question. He had on an African-style, quote, fright wig.
Yes.
And you say he wasn't trying to mock the kids.
Phil, he told me, Mom, I wanted to look more like a black so I could be closer to Dr. King. And I believe him. And let me tell you something. My boy doesn't lie. He's been so helpful. He has helped me around the house. When his father was sick, he helped haul bags of fertilizer for the landscaping business. See, he's not a liar. And this woman at the school's a liar.
Wears a fright wig, eats bananas, and scratches his armpits backwards, and you don't think he's trying to make a monkey face?
No, I don't. I think it's even almost slander for you to say that. My boy is a good boy. These other mothers need to control their children. I think that's really where the problem is. Other mothers and these kids that are leading my son astray.
All right, 1-800-449-8... What kid made your kid wear a fright wig?
That isn't a bad thing, wearing the fright wig. I'm talking about spray painting the, Jew bitch thing or whatever he put on the synagogue.
Oh, my God, are you kidding?
It was the Conley boy who did it, though. He's the one that led the entire ring. He's the one that was disciplined by the school, not my son.
All right, let me go to a phone call here. Mina, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, Mina, go right ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
I basically feel that speaking with this mother is a waste of our time because if her son is, she will find a way to defend anything. Martin Luther King does not represent only black people. He fought for civil rights for black Hispanics, people who work for unions. So to say it's a black holiday is not correct. And
well,
for someone to wear an Afro wig and make monkey noises, like, what part of Martin Luther King, how is that feeling close? If you want to feel close to Martin Luther King, I would think you would demonstrate collect money for the people who are affected by the tsunami, something that is constructive other than something that can be, even if that wasn't his intention, that he should have thought it through, that someone might have been offended.
Well, I think they're overreacting. I think a lot of the...
You would, because you're not African-American. Mm-hmm. But if I came to your mm-hmm. area mm-hmm. and did something that was offensive to you, mm-hmm. you then it would be wrong for me to tell you you're overreacting. Overreacting
well,
is relative.
If you're, but you're a white woman, so...
I'm not a white woman. I am not a white woman.
I can tell that you're white, and you're probably trying to...
Excuse me, darling. I am not a white woman. I am an African-American woman, and I'm very offended that you would be on the phone attempting to defend your child. It is clear that someone was offended. So if he did not intend to offend someone, he did. So he should have to apologize.
Well, what I want to
he
say,
should have to apologize. I'm sure that when he was standing with the commie child while he was spray painting, if he was such a good child, he would have told his friend to stop.
All right, Mina, let Bobby. You sound like you're running out of air there, kid. Bobby, do you have a comment?
Well, yes. I wanted to say to Mina that she's obviously one of these liberal whites who wants to...
Sweetie pie, don't tell me what I am, because I am not a liberal white woman. I am an African-American woman who had to get off work and pull over on the freeway because I'm offended.
You know...
Okay, do not tell me what I am. I think you are a horrible parent to try to defend something that is obviously wrong and offensive.
Are you...
Obviously wrong and offensive.
God, are you for real?
I am very real.
He said that he wanted to look more black.
Black people do not wear those scare wigs, sweetie pie. My hair doesn't look anything like that.
And what about Don King?
What about Don King?
Don King, that is his hair. He does not represent Martin Luther King. Your son wanted to wear it to represent and feel closer to Martin Luther King. Then he should have put on a mustache, a suit, and a tie, and went on a freaking demonstration march. Not a scare wig that you get when you're wearing a Halloween costume.
A lot of blacks that I've seen, at least from the 70s, had the fright.
We're not in the 70s. That's 30 years later.
All right, hold on for a minute. I want to just say, Mina is making the point here that it's an offensive-looking...
Look, Phil, Mina knows that the blacks are a little sensitive about things.
First of all, sweetie pie, stop calling them the blacks. We're African-American. We have arrived. We're no longer blacks or Negroes or colored. Get that straight. And don't tell me that I'm white. I'm speaking for African-American women, men, and children who every day in America have to be offended. And because we get upset, then it's all of a sudden we're oversensitive. You are wrong, and you should make your son apologize, because even if he did not intend to offend, you should make him apologize, because it has turned out to be something offensive. And that's what a good parent would do. I understand you don't think he's wrong, but you should make him apologize.
I happen to know that this is Karen Wiggum. You live in our community, Karen. You're a liberal white.
My name is Mina. I live in Long Beach, California.
God. Oh, my God. Karen, you are a disgrace.
And if the woman says that she is...
I happen to know who this is. She's a liberal white woman who tries to pass as black. Karen, you and I have had this discussion a million times. And
Mina, this is Phil Hendry.
Thank you, Phil.
Your name is Mina, right?
That is correct.
And you are black, right?
I am black. I've been black for 26
this
years.
This woman is
but
known
she's
as
not trying to listen to the point. If your child has offended someone... He should apologize, even if he didn't intend it. Someone was offended, he should have to apologize.
That's what a
good parent would make their children do.
You understand me, sir? You crank-called the Ken and John show.
Can I speak to the host,
please? If you're black and you live in Long Beach, then you must know Snoop Dogg, right?
Everyone who's black and live in Long Beach does not... No Snoop Dogg, and that tells me now your child has learned all the racist opinions and remarks from home. That's something learned.
Oh, my God.
That's apparently something learned.
How is that racist? He wore the wig. He wore a purple suit.
What was he doing wearing a purple suit?
Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Sir, I'm done with my comment. Again, like I stated, if your child did not intend to do that, that's fine. But he has offended someone, and a proper parent would make their child apologize. And thank you very much. I don't have anything else to say, because apparently your child has learned racism at home. Thank you very much, and have a good evening.
What's offensive about a purple suit and a fry wig?
Thank you, Karen. Phil, you have been crank-called by one of the best. Her name is Karen Wiggum. She lives in our community. She claims to be a black woman. She has crank-called the Laura... Hassinger show.
Dr. Schlesinger.
Schlesinger show. She crank-called Dennis Prager. She has crank-called Michael Reagan. She pretends like she's black. And
that lady, I am told by Chris, because he knows where what area of the city the calls are coming from, was indeed calling from Long Beach.
Well, gee whiz, do we have cell phones that travel? Yes. Oh, my God.
He still doesn't think it's Karen.
Wait a minute. You guys are trying to tell me that's a neighbor of yours.
Yes. A black woman. No, she's not. She tries to get in with the blacks by sounding black.
All right. We are way off the point, and I want to get to the point. 1-800-449-8686. Your son was suspended today.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Whore.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And she's a racist.
Well, you're calling Mrs. Baker a racist.
Yes, I most certainly am, Phil, because the woman would not listen to me when I told her, and I don't know if you can hear me, but the woman would not listen to me. I said, my son is not a racist. He came to school to celebrate the Martin Luther holiday. And the
and by the way, his name is Martin Luther King. You've called him Martin King, Martin Luther.
I'm sorry, the Martin Luther King holiday. In a way of showing a solidarity with the black students, and
all right, your son had on a fright wig or some kind of an afro wig with a purple suit. Why was he wearing an alarm clock around his neck?
Because of, you know, I really don't like being on trial here, Phil.
I just want to know why the alarm clock around the neck?
Because that is what one of the great black entertainers wore, and
he had a novelty gold tooth in, right?
That is correct. Yeah. So my son is a wonderful boy, and he said, Mom, I was just trying to look as much like them as I could because it's a black holiday, but I really respect this man, Mr. King, and they're harassing me. And I think that this assistant principal, who is a black, by the way,
Who is a black woman.
Which is what I said.
You said is a black.
You know, Phil, I'm not going to be put on trial here. And
all right, okay. I'm just asking to have some sensitivity. You know, the fact that the woman's a black woman.
And she is the one that has done this.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phyllis, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I just wanted to say that this woman and her husband are definitely enablers. Mm-hmm. These are people mm-hmm. that allow their children continue to make mistakes and mistakes. Mm-hmm. It's always someone else's fault. It's never their child's fault.
I beg your pardon.
Even if your son could be a good boy in many ways, but people make mistakes, and he made a gross mistake in judgment. He may have thought this was going to be a funny thing.
All right, well, walk me through this. Walk me through this, if you wouldn't mind, Phil. This is Steve Dooley.
He was wrong. And why can't he just say, you know, I did make a mistake in judgment.
It was inappropriate, and apologize. Why? Why? Just because he's pressured into it? Because everybody says he's wrong? If a man believes...
It is completely wrong to be disrespectful to someone that was a famous person. He tried to help with the freedom of...
He had alligator shoes on and everything.
...rights and things like that. And you're just enabling your son.
Oh,
If you continue in this way, your son will be in jail...
Are you an educator? No, I don't think so. First of all, I'd like to say this. My son said, Mom, I simply wanted to look as much like Dr. King as I could.
So he's got on a purple
suit. Can you believe that? Have you ever seen a picture of Martin Luther King? Did he wear a purple suit? Did he have a clock around his neck?
I saw black and white photos.
He was a man that preached in churches. He was a very distinguished-looking gentleman. He never looked like that.
You got an afro wig, alligator shoes, a purple suit, and an alarm clock hanging around his neck.
Give me a break.
And a gold tooth.
Oh, my God. And you've never seen a black person who looked like that.
I have never seen Martin Luther King, who is a preacher. I have never seen a Martin Luther King dressed that way.
Yeah, Martin Luther King.
Were you trying to show respect for him?
Absolutely.
Or were you trying to make a mockery of it?
see,
you're
this
trying
is what
to make a mockery of it. It's what your son was
my
doing.
My son
and
is
you
not,
are you are enabling him to continue to act irresponsible and
a
juvenile delinquent.
Are you a mother?
Of course I am.
Well, I don't know.
And my children are very respectful adults.
Well, I'd have to know that for sure. I mean, I don't know anything.
Well, you don't have to know anything. I have both my children are out of college.
Oh, so you want me to take your word for it? You want to take my word? You won't take my word for it, but I have to take your word for it.
I don't care if you take my word or not.
Look at
my son did not get shown up in school like an idiot, making a fool of himself.
Walk me through this.
What's
wrong
with a holiday?
So you've never seen a black person with a hair pick in his hair?
I am talking about Martin Luther King. Is that not what your son was trying to present?
Did you ever see a photograph
of the back of... But your son's trying to present Martin Luther King.
Are you trying to tell me Martin Luther King walked around with a hair pick in his hair?
I never saw a picture of the back of his head. I don't know.
If you were interested in what a black man did and what Martin Luther King did, and if your son wanted to show respect for him, then he should have done a little research before he showed up like a fool at school.
A fool.
And then
a young man who I almost died giving birth to him.
Well, I don't care.
He had a
I don't care if you almost died giving birth to him.
If he's
you're
going to
kill
like...
your son now by being disrespectful to people and enable him to continue that way. Do you want to destroy your son's life? You're destroying your son's life. He is going to be a juvenile delinquent.
I will not be preached to by someone that
society.
Doesn't. I will not be preached to by someone that doesn't live in California. Thank you.
Well, of course not, because only fools do. They got the craziest people over there. You're a good example of one. See?
Oh, grow up, Ms. Dooley.
This woman.
Well, I think that's. I think we see what
she's a liar. No, you're
I
just
think
a liar.
The poor boy's problem
right, okay.
is his parents.
Thank you, Phyllis, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Wilbur, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, ma'am. It's I'm talking to the lady.
Yes,
it sounds like you're very much trying to defend your son.
Mm-hmm.
People trying to talk to you. All you're doing is, No wonder he do the things that he do, because he's not very well taught at home. That black lady came on because she spoke so eloquently, you called her white. She's not white. She was proud of what she is. She let you know what she is, but you just...
Can I ask the caller, can I ask you, Wilbur, to turn your radio down in the background, please?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you. We can hear a little bit.
Okay. I happen to know who that woman was. Her name is Karen Wiggum. She does a Delarese accent.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. That lady wouldn't come on and use a synonym just to try to disprove you or claim that your son is not right.
She was screwing
right.
with me.
Why would he come to school or go to school with an apple wig and a clock around his neck, purple outfit, alligator shoes? What do they represent?
I thought he said, Mom, I thought I was going to say that's not
how black people are. Martin Luther King was a man to be praised. He didn't only do it for black people. He did it for black, white, Mexican, people of all nations, of all races. He wasn't only for black people.
Do you know that my son cried himself to sleep tonight? He said, Mom, I just was trying to fit in.
With a clocker?
He needed to cry himself to sleep because what he did was utterly stupid.
All right, now let me ask you. If you're a white man, which I don't know, what color are you?
I'm a black man, and I'm proud of it.
Well, see, I wouldn't put
a white wig on my head and come to you and say, hey, guys, how the hell are you doing? No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't disrespect anyone's race.
I think it'd be wonderful if you, well, of course, if you did that, it would be offensive. But
a white wig? I've never seen one of those.
All right. You know, Wilbur, if I could jump in, you're making a very good point, sir, and I think that...
You know, you've said that to every caller, and you've disagreed with me.
I have to go with the callers on this. Alligator shoes and an alarm clock around his neck and a gold tooth?
Oh, my God, you've never seen that.
Maybe in certain individuals, I wouldn't call that a trait of the entire race. And if we're talking about Martin Luther King...
My son meant the very best, and he has been lampooned... So, would you wear that plastic Devo hair? No, you wouldn't. Did he hang up?
Yeah, he hung up. Let me go over to Linda. Linda, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, I think what your son did was very derogatory.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think it was meant to be derogatory.
Oh, my God, no.
Yes.
Oh, how do you...
Yes, because that is definitely not a representation of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Well, why would you... Maybe he made a mistake, but why would you call that intentional?
I don't... That was not a mistake. I think it was very much intentional.
Well, I have to tell you that I think
And if you saw your son leave home dressed that way, and put your approval on it, and you was in agreement with it.
I said, where are you going looking like that? He said, the Martin Luther King celebration. I said, have fun. What am I supposed to say?
With an alarm clock around his neck, alligator shoes, purple suit, a gold tooth.
And a banana acting like a monkey.
You know, Linda, you are one of those people
give
that wants to see
break.
The worst. You want to see the worst in people. That's
ma'am.
What you want to do.
Ma'am.
Why don't you lighten
ma'am.
Up? It wasn't.
If that's what he presented at his character.
Wait a minute. If he was trying to make fun of black people, he would have been wearing a Kobe jersey and everything like that.
And the baggy shorts. And the baggy shorts.
Wait a minute. He was dressed like some Starsky and Hutch pimp out of a 1970s TV show is the way he was dressed.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
You know, Phil, I hope that God forgives what you're doing to your blacks. Because
what do you mean what I'm doing to my blacks?
Like the listeners. You're making them think that, you know, you agree with them.
Ma'am.
I do agree
ma'am.
With them.
Ma'am.
Yes.
That was not a representation of Martin Luther King, Jr.
All right, let me ask
not
you this.
At all.
Let
not
me ask
at
you,
all.
All right, then let me ask you a question. You see a guy in a fright wig with a pick in his hair, a purple...
But it's not Halloween.
All right. What black man does that look like? Couldn't he have been looking like him?
Ma'am, that may have been the style back in the
Superfly.
Early 70s.
All right, so he went as Superfly.
Okay. Okay, Martin Luther King came along in what, 50s and 60s?
1968.
Okay, black people didn't
killed
even dress like that at that time, okay?
They didn't dress like that till like 1970 or something.
You know, the two of you really don't know your history. If there's a black guy out there who's wearing a purple suit with a gold tooth, would you please call the show? My son, you know what, both of you can go straight to hell.
Oh,
she hung up.
Good night.
She hung up on us. And Linda hung up too. That means I'm all alone.
I'm here.
Yeah, that's great, bud. If there's a there's a black guy out there with a purple suit and a gold tooth, please call the show. My son was trying to look like you today. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Kittens are tasty. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Pastor William Renick will join us next hour on The Phil Henry Show as we continue talking about Martin Luther King Day and what Dr. King meant to the world. Significant. In all seriousness, he is really, I mean, you should get a hold of his, I guess there's sermons on audio tape, because this guy was the greatest public speaker, bar none, of the century. There are three men that I heard speak in my life. See, public speaking, you ever seen some of these old newsreels where a guy's up there talking, and I want to tell you that I'll put a chicken in every, you know, and they're using their hands and they're waving their arms around? They had to be visual because you're talking to a whole bunch of people and they would be visual, right? Martin Luther King was a guy, he didn't do that. His voice was unbelievably powerful, and the way his cadence, the way he timed things. Probably the three greatest public speakers of the 20th century were Adolf Hitler, John Kennedy, and Martin Luther King. I'm not kidding you. Hitler was, and I didn't speak German, but the guy was supposedly brilliant. And if you've ever read any biographies of him, there was a real science to the way he spoke. He would very gradually raise the crescendo of the thing until the very end. He's like, and the fatherland, and you've seen those pictures, you know, Hitler when he spoke. The guy was like, what was he on? You ever see the guy? You know, he's like, his eyeballs are rolling to heaven. And oh, there he is. He's on TV right now. Hitler's on Fox News right now talking to Forehead Boy. How about that? Anyway, Martin Luther King was another brilliant speaker. You got to get a hold of his sermons. They're unbelievable, man. I mean, they're riveting, dude. I ain't talking about some church talk. You know, he ain't just laying down the Holy Ghost and, you know, like that. This guy kicked ass when it came. The other guy that I heard speak publicly over here at MacArthur's Park in 1972, here in Los Angeles, as a kid, I was 20 years old, it was during the anti-Vietnam days, was Ron Kovic, the guy who they made the movie Born on the 4th of July about. That man could hold a crowd and move a crowd with the way he spoke. Unbelievable. It's really an art, and it's a lost art because now we have televisions and radios and TVs and stuff, and you can just sit there in front of them and go, well, I want to tell you that everything is really groovy. But speaking to a whole mass of people, could you do that, Bud? I would die of fright, you know?
All you got to do is get them and talk to them and stuff.
Yeah, but you'll bore them to death. You ever seen those conventions on TV?
Those guys are boring.
That's what I mean. They all suck. All right, we'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Oh, what were we? Chris and I were talking about some of the fright wigs that I saw on this. I got to tell you about this movie I saw when I come back called Wattstax. Wattstax. It's about a concert of Stax recording artists in Los Angeles back in 1970. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Communist influenced. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Anyway, there's this movie out. You got to see this thing called Wattstax. Now, this is a movie about a concert they had featuring Stax Records artists at the L.A. Coliseum back in 1970. The reason why I'm bringing it up is because, you know, Bobby's son going to school with the fright wig and the purple suit, the guy's trying to look like it's 1973 or something, you know. I just want to fit in. Anyway, get this movie. And you will see some wigs that are intergalactic, that are supers, that break the sound barrier. I mean, first of all of these very well-heeled African-American artists are coming in, and the freaking fros on the chicks alone are the size of medicine balls. Huge, just a small orbiting moon. Big things, man. And then the guys are all, some dudes, the other thing they did, Chris, is they used to wear those hats, not a lot, like a fedora. Or the wide brim fedora at an angle, big ass fur coat, long flared slacks and boots, big ass mutton chops, that whole, you know, kind of Walt Frazier, you know, that what do you call that thing, that 19th century, you know, the mustache goes into the mutton chop.
A Van Dyke?
Yeah, I don't know, some kind of weird thing like that. And then there, if you didn't have hair, of course, you can go the Isaac Hayes, you can go the whole Isaac Hayes, what'd you call it, man? The whole Isaac Hayes.
Black Moses
route, you know, bald with the chain vest, spray on black, leather pants, the black boots, ripped guns, you know, big ass guns, no tats back in the, no tats back then, man, unless you were like hardcore convict, Navy guy, or you were some strange surf freak from, you know, California, like Dick Dale wore a earring. But anyway, so
I want to dress like a black guy. I just don't like black people.
Yeah, I know. You're a sick freak. Coming up, we got Pastor William Renick on The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up.